There's two red words under the title of the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It says, longer form. And just so you know, I always choose the longer form. Now, that might be a little annoying, but I remind myself that in the Old Testament with Ezra, that the Hebrews coming back to Jerusalem after their exile time, they were standing there for like 6 to 9 hours listening to the scriptures. So a few extra minutes for me is fine, and I hope so for you too, especially with Luke 15, which is a crucial three parables of Jesus. And today I want to speak about most the first and the second. The one lost sheep and the one lost coin. Because obviously the prodigal son is one of the most famous and beautiful thing for us to remember. And that's why I wanted to read that. Because the short form was without that passage. So first, the lost sheep. Now, it might be opposite of what we think of what Jesus is talking about. You know, wouldn't you, if you wouldn't have, 100 sheep and you lost one and went out to find that one? It's actually, again, like opposite of what we think today. And imagine you and your family had 100 sheep. And that sheep is basically your food, but as they shear their wool to sell it. That was your way to have your property, your life. And if you have a shepherd, which would be one or two of your children probably, and when one is lost, well, if you don't protect the rest of the 99 and you leave them, you lose everything. Imagine that again. He was mentioning of one shepherd going after one out of the 100, out of the 99. He's deciding to go to the one sheep and leaving the 99 back. And, you know, sheep, right? They'd be running around everywhere. And probably back in the day, they'd be dead. I mean, it wasn't like they had electrical wires around them. They'd be done. What's going on? Well, what Jesus is telling us in this parable is the extraordinary, just extravaganza love of God. That he finds that sinful person every time. And we can be the lost sheep. Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. And you have the lost coin. I think today, because of this parable, again, we heard about the woman that had, the lamp and was looking around the whole house. I mean, just imagine if this was a penny in your life. Right, and especially people that, one penny really is not worth much of anything. But imagine that you, like this woman, found that penny, and then spent and bought a slaughtering feast, a celebration, a keg, wine, chips, whatever. Over a penny. Again, if you're a Jewish person reading this back in the time of Jesus, they're probably shaking their head thinking, what is this guy talking about? And very similar, like the lost sheep. Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost. In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. I'll finish this with myself. Because I myself can be like the lost sheep. You know, the sheep always need to follow their shepherd. There are times in my personal life, I'll be running down the other trail. Or I can be that lost coin, trying to hide myself from God. I'm not a perfect person. I'm not the one that 100% of the day I'm focusing in this perfect relationship with God. I'm a sinful person. And what does God do? What do I have to do? That's where we touch into the prodigal son a bit. We want to, in our heart, realize that we've sinned. Whether it's our time that we haven't given to God, whether it's one of the seven deadly sins, if it's in my own personal life, I need to return to God. Because He's coming after me and you. Even if there's 99 other people that are holy, He wants to go get the sinners, the sick. He's the physician. Or other places in the scriptures talk about how somebody that's healthy doesn't need a physician. But those that are sick do. That's what Jesus is telling us. Instead, you know, when we're hiding, when we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing, going away from God, we need to think again, man, I just messed that one up again, and I need to turn back and go to Him. And Jesus, God, will be running for us before we can even run to Him. So please pray about that, about being that lost sheep, that lost coin. And how do you, as disciples of Jesus, do the same to others that are the lost sheep, the lost coin?